Hi, I'm Eric Gross. I live on Nottingham Road, not too far away from where the power lines are right now. I wondered if we could get a description of what the possible outcomes are of the Northern Pass expanding the corridor, going up. There are probably some different options as it goes through, right through the middle of Deerfield. I'm not sure, so that's why I'm asking. The other question is goes to the underground, the burying of lines. It sounds like a great idea on the interstate, but what happens when you get along back roads to try to connect to the infrastructure that PSNH has? They're going to need to connect to the Deerfield Power Station, which means they need to go through forest or along a small road. We know what that would be like, I think. So perhaps you could answer those.
Yep. Okay, Peter.
Can you repeat some of the questions?
Okay, well, yeah. Stop me when I fail to do that. So the question was, what are the alternatives on existing right-of-ways, which could involve being wider or could involve being higher, and what are the practicalities of burying power lines as it would affect Deerfield, I guess, was sort of a... That's not perfect, but it's, yeah. So, you know, would it have to be on existing right-of-ways and so on and so forth? And Peter's going to tackle that first, and then anyone else that wants to jump in.
Well, there is legislation, or they're hoping to form a committee at the legislature to study the burial option. And Senator Jack Barnes is your senator. And your representatives are John M. Regan and James M. Sullivan. I would like to suggest to you all that you become very, very political now and tell them, and as many times as you need to, that they need to support this legislation, that they need to get on board and help you. Now, for the most part, feeder lines probably won't be discussed. But the kind of lines that we're that you're concerned with, the big lines, are the ones that would be buried. So there will be feeder lines that will still be above ground. I might point out to you that HVDC power can be run for hundreds of miles underground with almost no loss of energy. So basically, the only reason that I can discern that Franklin and Deerfield are faced with this is for politics. That Northern Pass and PSNH wanted to pretend that it was a good deal for New Hampshire and there was something in it for New Hampshire. So rather than figuring out how to bury it all the way to Massachusetts and Connecticut, which they could have done, they decided to throw out a hook for places like Franklin. If Franklin is truly going to be devastated by this, I would like to point out that the latest health, and this is why I think that you should all be very political now, the latest studies on health effects come from England. And the British have found, and this is good science, and this is the newest science, the British have found that children who have birth addresses within 200 meters of overhead high voltage lines have a 70% increase in the risk of leukemia. And even at 600 meters, they still have a 20% increase in leukemia. Adult cancers also are of concern. So we have a way to solve this problem. We should be solving it. And the best way for us to solve it is to get your neighbors, get your friends, get your relatives. If you know somebody in Raymond or Candia or wherever, we need to get the folks down here as energized as the people up north are. This is very bad. I would draw your attention to the maps over here, the map on the side. That map is from ISO New England, the big one. And it shows all of the proposed plans out to 2030. And if that comes to fruition, New Hampshire will be totally trashed. We're just, by reason of our geography here, we are between the people who want to sell the power and the people who want to buy it. So we need to be very, very active, or the future is going to not going to be something we're going to like at all. Thank you.
So it's a great question. I don't think any of us knows enough about the details of the topography and the road network in Deerfield to give you a really specific answer. But reading off Northern Pass's website, Deerfield has got a real problem. Deerfield's right-of-way length is 7.33 miles. They propose expanding, meaning widening that right-of-way for 5.23 miles. So 5 out of the 7 miles, they say, in Deerfield, they got to make the right-of-way bigger to make their existing above-ground towers work. So that's a big change for what Deerfield has now versus what Northern Pass is looking at. So what could you do about this? And Erica, I don't know if this has been done, but couldn't the board of selectmen hold a meeting and ask, or the planning board or the conservation commission, and ask Northern Pass to come and you lay out some very simple facts? You say in your website, you say that 5 miles of right of way will be expanded. What is your plan for that? What is the height of the tower? How much more land do you need? What landowners will be affected? What are you doing about the unfairness to landowners who are sitting in limbo with decreased values? If there's an underground option, what options do you have using road rights of way in Deerfield to get from interstates to the places you think you need to get? Right now, the community doesn't have answers to any of those questions. You need to have a way, or you should look for a way, to get a formal engagement with Northern Pass to get that information. Then at least you'll be able to map out a plan as to what you do.
If I can just add quickly, in addition to the political processes, and they are essential, and it's important to be engaged to address these issues in that context, there are the legal permitting processes, and there are opportunities to engage. And the U.S. Department of Energy's permitting process requires an alternatives analysis. And by that, certainly the way CLF interprets it, Northern Pass and the Department of Energy are going to need to look at not just alternatives such as burying the lines, but also alternative routes. And that means that this line does not necessarily have to come to Deerfield at all. The Northern Pass, at one point, the DC to AC converter station in Franklin, at one point, Northern Pass was looking at the Londonderry area for that facility. And our sense is that they went to Franklin because politically it would be easier to make that station happen there. So this line does not necessarily have to come to Deerfield. I just wanted to emphasize that point. Alternatives means not just alternative designs such as burying the lines, but also alternative routes. And I think, again, the permitting process is a very important place for the public to weigh in. And it's an uphill battle in these permitting processes. They are, there are government bureaucrats working through a process that's designed to grant permits. But the more the public is engaged, the better off we will be in ensuring a better decision and a well-informed decision.